So Shimon Schwab continues with his beautiful explanation of the Kahai Neshama and says, Kolzman Shan Neshama Bekirbi, as long as my soul is within me, every moment of my existence in this world, so then what do? My Da'ani Lefanecha Hashem Elokai V'Elokei Avisai. I gratefully thank you, Hashem, my God and the God of my forefathers. The word Maida, in this case, Maida normally has numerous connotations. He says it's similar to the word Maideh Beshtar, which is a Gemara in Ksubas, and says Maideh is a sense of admission or acknowledgement of a fact. It's not just that I thank you, it's that I'm aware and I acknowledge. Therefore, as long as I'm alive, as long as my neshama is within me, I openly acknowledge that you're the Rebbein Kol Hamasa, you're the master, the master of everything in this world. In this world of Maisim, in this world of Asiya, the physical universe, from the largest to the smallest creature, from the smallest molecule or particle, all the way to the largest planet, the largest star. You're the Rebbein Kol Hamasim, you're the master of everything. But you're not just the Rebbein Kol Hamasim in a generic sense. You're the Adon Kol HaNeshamos. You're the personal master. You're the lord of every single individual neshama. There's that duality there with the Kodesh Baruch, if one can say such a thing. He's our father and he's our king. Vinu Malkeinu. On the one hand, so big, so powerful, so vast, so great. The infinite creator of every single thing that exists. And on the other hand, is our personal father, the one that loves us, cares for us, nurtures us, gives us life. He's both the Rebbein Kol Hamasim, the Adon Kol HaNeshamos. And therefore we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day for being Hamachazeh Neshamos Lifgar Mesim, who restores souls to dead bodies. We end our bracha by confirming our belief in Tchias HaMesim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu returns souls to their bodies. In our daily cycle of sleeping and awakening, we experience a little bit of a Tchias HaMesim. When we are asleep, our consciousness leaves us, and on our awakening, it returns. Chazal, Maseches Brachos, refer to sleep as the 60th of death. And therefore, the fact that we're alive is Tchias HaMesim. So we use the fact that we wake up every single morning as a way of confirming our belief in the ultimate Tchias HaMesim of all time. Perhaps it's one of the hardest of the Ikrei Emunah. It's so beyond us. It's one thing to understand, comprehend, to whatever extent we can, of infinite being. Go through all the other Yigam Alikrim. Torah Misinai. Schava Einesh. Okay. But Tchias HaMesim seems to be so far from us. Now, when have we ever seen anything like it? And the answer is right here, right now. Every single day when we wake up, we're incredibly fortunate and blessed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has woken us up from our slumbers. There are never any guarantees. And so every single day we're mechazik haramina in Tchias HaMesim by saying this bracha, machzeh neshamos lifgar mesim, return souls to dead corpses, reaffirming that which we know, that the time will come when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring all the dead back to life.